Bow for a word of prayer.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace today.
父啊，今天我们要感谢你的恩典。
Every day, your grace and mercy are new to us.
每天你的恩典和怜悯都是新的。
Especially today is the day of the Lord that you have raised up our Lord Jesus.
尤其是今天是你将我们主从死里复活的日子。
We trust that you will lead us in the grace of your word.
我们相信你会带领我们在你话语的恩典中。
May you grant us this grace so that our eyes can be opened to see the Lord.
求你赐恩给我们，让我们的里面的眼睛可以看到我们的主。
And our ear can hear the voice of the Lord Jesus, your Son.
让我们的耳朵也听到你儿子主耶稣基督的声音。
And Father, may you speak to us in your Son and for your Son.
愿你在你的儿子里对我们说话，也为着你的儿子向我们说话。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵充满我们。
In Christ Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for this hymn our brother picked for today's message.
感谢主为着弟兄为着今天信息所选择的诗歌。
It takes the grace and gift of God to be able to pick the hymns that uplifts our spirits.And prepare our spirit for the messages.
实在是神的恩典，让我们让弟兄可以来选这首诗，可以把我们的灵提起来，让我们可以预备今天的信，为今天的信息预准备。
We pray for our brother's quick recovery.
我们为弟兄祷告，让他可以快速的恢复身体。
So let's turn to.Today's text, which is in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们来看今天的经文是《生命记》第八章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Through 10.
到第十节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1.
生命记八章第一节。
All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去，得耶和华向你们列祖启示应许的那地。
You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
第二节，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你，这40年是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何。肯守他的诫命不肯。
He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you do not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Verse 4, your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
第四节，这40年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God, was disciplining you just as a man disciplines his son.
你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him.
你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
For the Lord, your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, of springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey.
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山肋可以挖铜。
When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
So for the rest of the chapter, we will read as the time permits.
第八章接下来的经文，我们如果有时间的话再继续读。
So we share from the Deuteronomy the message God wants to tell us, second generation.
我们想从生命记了解神对我们第二代人讲的话。
So we all are second generation.
我们都是第二代。
And our children, young people, are the second generation of the second generations.
我们的孩子们是第二代人的第二代人。
God spoke to Israel to prepare them, the second generation of the Israelites, to enter into that good land.
神要借着摩西来预备以色列人，这第二代的以色列人进入那美地。
After they experienced 40 years in the wilderness.
当他们在旷野经历了四十年以后。
So now Lord spoke these words for the generations and their children and their children.
现在摩西对着这些第二代的人和他们的下一代、下一代的下一代讲话。
So it is very important for us, not only for us, but also for our children.
所以这个对我们很重要的，不光是对着我们，也为着我们的孩子们。
God led first generation very differently than the second generation.
神引导第一代和第二代的方式是完全不同的。
God would not perform miracles to second generation any longer.
神对第二代不再行神迹。
So how do they experience God?
那他们怎么才能够经历神呢?
The true and living God.
那又真又活的神。
We all wish that God could perform the miracles as he did while he was in Egypt, when he was in the wilderness.
我们都期待神向我们行神迹，就像他在埃及在旷野所行的神迹。
The great and powerful miracles that we can see and we can trust in God.
那又大又有能力的神迹，让我们可以来相信他。
But times changed.
但是时代变了。
God was about to lead them into this good land that he promised to their forefathers.
神要带领他们 向他列祖所应许的美地。
God will not perform miracles.
神不会再行神迹了。
Instead, they want to experience God, to know God, they have to study the Bible, the Word of God.
取而代之就是如果他们要想认识神的话，他们必须要读圣经，就是神的话。
So it is very, very important for us to listen to what God has to say.
所以非常重要的一件事就是我们要非常仔细听神对我们说的话。
So I think we read last time shared from chapter 6.
上次我们分享了第六章生命记。
How diligently we need to read and study God's word.
我们应该如何的来殷勤读主的话。
It doesn't mean that God will not perform the miracle, but that will not be the norm.
这不是说神不会再行神迹，但是这个不是常见的。
That's because when we are very, very, very weak, we are so off from God's purpose, then occasionally He may choose to perform some small miracles.
当我们在软弱中或者是太偏离了神，他很可能会行一些神迹。
But we should focus our energies into His Word.
但是我们需要来注重关注他的话。
So he says in verse 1 and verse 2, All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do.
所以八章第一节就是讲我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行。
That you may live and multiply and go in to possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers.
好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
All the commandments.
一切诫命。
All the words of God.
神一切的话。
Now as we are 21st century, so the word of God like this thick. In my Bible, this ultra thin version of the Bible is this thick.
现在我们是21世纪了，我们的圣经就是像我手中的这本圣经，超薄的。
Close to a million words.
要差不多有一百万字。
It's actually close to 900,000 words depends on your translations.
其实应该是说差不多九十万字，根据你的版本。
And then verse 2 says, You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you.Testing you to know what was in your heart.
第二节讲到，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦练你，试验你。
So here it says, remember all the way.
这地方讲到，你要纪念这一路四十年来。
For 40 years, they've been led by the Lord God.
四十年他们都受神的引导。
And God wants them to remember all the way, everything.
神要纪念他们四十年这一路来每一件事。
Happened during these 40 years.
在这四十年中所发生的一切事。
To learn the lesson.
来学功课。
To learn not to forget these lessons they learn.
要学不能忘记这个功课的功课。
So he says here is that they learn in the wilderness.
这地方讲到他是在旷野学习的。
The place is very important.
那个地点是很重要的。
God led them to wilderness where everything was very scarce.
神把他们带到旷野，万事都缺乏，万物都缺乏。
the most basic things, that daily necessity, is also very scarce. Food and water, for example.
他们所生活的必需品也是非常的缺乏，就像水和食物。
And also, they face daily the danger.
他们每天都面临着危险。
Actually, that in the verse 15, it says, He led you through the great and terrible wilderness.
15节，八章15节，那是大而可怕的旷野。
You cannot see the end of the desert.
在旷野里看不到它的终点在哪里。
And it is also terrible. It's a dangerous place.
而且是大可怕危险的。
It says with its fiery serpents, the poisonous serpents, the snakes, and the scorpions, and dirty ground.
那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水 之地。
And also they have arrows that the enemies attack them. These nomad peoples around the area will attack them in the day and in the night.
不仅如此，他还有周围的人也 白日黑夜都向他们放射箭。
So that's very important. And also another thing is for 40 years, Lord led them.
另外一件事就是神领导他在旷野40年。
It's a long time.
这是非常长的时间。
40 years.
40年。
Maybe for young people, they are not even 40 years yet. So basically their whole life, imagine that your whole life is in the wilderness, growing up with all these challenges every day, day in and day night.
有些年轻人还不到40岁，想象一下，你这一生的年日都在旷野里，日日夜夜。
You know, today in America, we start to have a little bit of a taste of that day.
现在在美国，我们开始有一点感觉到尝到那时候的日子的情况。
Inflations.
通货膨胀。
And the disruption of supply chains.
供应链的供应链的断开。
Pandemic.
还有大流行，瘟疫流行。
And these are the signs God's given us.
这些都是神给我们的预兆。
I just read the news. When I read it, I felt very sad.
我刚刚读了一个新闻，非常伤心。
Right now, the Americans, the most popular meat in America.Now it's ground meat, ground beef, ground anything, ground meat.
现在在美国最受欢迎的就是绞肉，不管是绞牛肉、绞别的肉。
And coffee, most popular coffee is instant coffee.
最受欢迎的咖啡也是速溶咖啡。
Basically, they are the cheapest food in the category.
那个，因为他们是最便宜的食物了。
American used to have steak.
美国人曾经是喜欢吃那个牛排的。
They're not like Chinese. Chinese are using ground beef, ground pork for a lot of things, but for Americans, it's steak.
不像中国人，我们喜欢绞肉，我们在很多的菜里面都可以放绞肉，但是美国人他们是喜欢牛排的。
For Americans,If you drink coffee, you don't drink instant coffee.
美国人要喝咖啡不会喝速溶咖啡的。
Why it becomes so popular now?
为什么现在速溶咖啡这么受欢迎呢？
God wants to teach us a lesson.
神要教导我们一个功课。
So he says, you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years.
所以第二节讲，你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年。
40 years is not a short period of time.
40 年不是一个短暂的时间。
It could be a full whole generation.
可能是整个一代的年岁。
All their parents passed away in the wilderness.
他们的父母在旷野倒闭。
And when I got laid off, I remember, whenever I see this 40 years,
当我看见这个四十年的时候，我就纪念我失去工作的那个时候。
You know, the 40 years is the number 40 is the number in the Bible for testing, for trials.
四十年在圣经里面经常常常提到的是试验，是试炼的是年岁。
Lord Jesus was tempted and he was spent in wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights.
主耶稣在旷野被魔鬼试探也是四十昼夜。
So that 40, you can see that a lot of different places, 40 means testing and trial.
在很多别的地方你也可以看出来四十这个数字是试炼试验的日子。
So whenever I got laid off a couple of times in my career.
我在我过去曾经有几次被下岗。
Whenever I got laid off, I started to count the days.
当我失去工作的时候，我就开始数算日子了。
Does that 40 days, 40 means 40 hours?
这个四十是代表四十小时吗？
Then I'll get job maybe in two days later.
那我可能两天之后就可以得到新的工作了。
Does that mean 40 days?
那个四十是代表四十天吗？
Then I'll get a job, another job in a month.
那我可能一个月之后就可以得到新的工作。
Does that mean 40 months?
这个四十是
40 weeks? 40 weeks will be a couple of months. And 40 months will become a couple of years. Two and a half years. Wow, I have to wait for that long?
如果40个月的话，哦，那我要等两年多才能够得到一份工作。那么长吗？
So the God will use the time also to teach us a lesson.
神也用时间来教导我们功课。
Time is one of the tools God uses often to teach us a lesson.
神常常用时间作为工具来教导我们功课。
Someone tried to get in from that door, even though we blocked it. So,
有人想从那边进来。
Oh, and third thing, he tells us this. Right, so for all this, God is telling us that he might humble us and testing us.
这所有的一切就像第二节讲的是要苦练你试验你。
When we share the gospel to others, we say, you know, if you believe in the Lord, you have a peace and joy.
当我们对福音朋友传福音的时候，我们说你信了主就有了喜乐和平安。
Our apologies to all brothers and sisters who share the gospel. Actually, we forgot to mention the Christian life is the life of discipline.
我们其实我们对福音传福音的时候是要讲到，同时也要讲到我们的生活是被管教的生活。
Most of time, God, we are under God's discipline.
很多的时候我们是在神的管教中度过。
So he says he might humble you testing you. This is a should be in our heart.
所以这里说要苦练你试验你我们要牢记在心。
So in Peter, First Peter, I forgot to mention that verse, but First Peter 5 says this, right? Verse 1, he says, arm yourselfwith the mind of suffering. First Peter 5.
彼得前书
verse 1.
一到五节讲到，
四章吗？
Chapter 5. You don't have chapter 5?
Chapter
4.
Chapter 4.
If,
chapter 4, 5. 彼得前书四章一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
So, suffering may not happen to us. Discipline may not happen to us yet.
苦难或者是说管教没准还没有临到我们。
But it asks us to arm ourselves to ready for it.
他神要我们的心要预备我们的心预为这为这个做好准备。
So here it tells us this, and it listed from following verses the three things he wants us to know.
下面的经节中讲到他这样做是要有三，让我们要知道三件事。
So he tells us to know, to know, to know three times.
他讲到有要知道，要知道，要知道三次。
So first one is to know.In verse 2, to know what was in your heart, whether you keep his commandments or not.
第一个就讲，第二节里面讲到，目的是要知道，知道，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
So first thing God wants us to learn, when he allows difficulties in our life.
当神允许我们生命中，生活中有困难难处的时候，他第一个让我们要知道的是
that we should know our heart.
我们要知道我们心内如何。
We should look into our heart.
我们要来看审视我们的心。
It doesn't say the Lord need to know what is in our heart. It is we need to know what is in our heart.
这里没有说神要知道我们心内如何，而是说我们知道我们的心内如何。
Sometimes we don't know ourselves.
有的时候我们实在不明白，不了解我们自己。
You think we know ourselves.
我们以为我们知道，了解。
At least your parents don't think so.
至少你的父母不认为你了解自己。
We don't want to listen to our parents, what our parents says about ourselves.
我们不想听父母的，现在父母
说我们。But we really don't know about ourselves.
但是我们实在真的不知道我们自己。
God knows ourselves.
神知道我们自己。
So God wants to reveal that, what he knows about himself through the suffering, so we can know more about ourselves.
所以神让我们知道，借着苦难受苦，我们可以知道我们的心里如何。
So we can be humbled.
这样我们就会被谦卑下来。
We know that.The pain and suffering is a key to our doors of our heart.
我们知道受苦痛苦是打开我们心的一个把钥匙。
You see, there's some places in our heart, some areas that only pain and suffering can reach, that untapped areas in our hearts.
有的是我们的心里面有一些还没被不知道的地方领域，只有通过受苦和痛苦的经历才能够达到。
How can God increase our capacity for the spiritual truth?
神如何来增加我们的度量来了解属灵的真理呢？
So if you have a glass, you want to drink more water andThen you need to have a change it to a bigger capacity, right? From 8 ounces, you change it to 24 ounces because that's where you often drink.
如果你想喝多一点的水的话，你就要改换一下你的杯子，玻璃杯要从8盎司换到24盎司，你就可以多喝一些水。
So the God's way to increase our capacity, our heart's capacity to receive the richesOf Christ is through the suffering.
神要来扩大我们的度量，借着痛苦，借着受苦，让我们可以 您可以经历到基督里一切的丰盛。
So some of grace potentials in us can be revealed to us.
So, 所以有一些恩典可以借着这个向我们启示，向我们显明。
So I spent, after I retired, 2019, I went to teach in a boot camp.
我2019年退休以后，我去了一个读书的夏令营。
Boot camp, yeah, hard to translate in Chinese. Boot camp, boot camp. So we teach, in the boot camp, we teach this, people already have jobs, but they do not have any experience in programming or computer. We'll teach them in 3 months, the skills, computer language skills, so they can become a developer, software developer.
这些我要教的这些人，他们曾经有过工作，但是呢，他们从来没有写计算机写程序的经历。我要在3个月之内让他们可以了解计算机的语言，并且能够写出程序。
We often told them, based on the study, that people learn the most and retain what they learn, right, most in the short time is through the pains.
我们知道，人如何在极短很短的时间里来学习很大量的知识，需要经历痛苦的
Pains of learning.
学习之苦。
Pains of frustration.
是受挫折之苦。
Pains of feeling that you'll never get there.
这痛苦让甚至你感觉到你可永远也达不到。
So that's how to increase capacity of your intelligence.
这样的话就可以来扩充你里面智力的那个度量。
Our purpose is that when they graduate, that they can compete with the college graduates.
他的目的就是这3个月毕业以后，他要可以和大学毕业生竞争。
With the latest technologies.
用最先进的技术。
Imagine that, how hard it could be for them.
想想看，这些对他们是多么难的一件事。
They are the cashiers at the restaurant. They are the models. They are the stay-at-home mom for 15 years. All kind of people.
他们是收款员，是在家里面工作的15年还没有工作的家庭主妇。还有他们，还有，
So we know that God through discipline allowed the pains and suffering to enter our hearts.
神要管教我们，允许痛苦苦难临到我们，到我们的心。
For us to know first our own hearts.
所以第一。首先让我们可以知道我们的心内如何。
So God can remove these obstacles in our hearts.
所以神才能够把我们里面的心灵的障碍可以挪去。
Now, second thing that God wants us to learn.
第二件事神要我们学习的是
In verse 3, He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand, meaning to know, make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
第三节讲到，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
See, God wants to, through that scarcity of physical food and water, to teach them, to let them feel in their gut importance of the word of God.
神借着让他们饥饿，身体上肉身物质的缺乏， 让他们可以明白神话语的重要。
You see, the newer generation, we often says, they are based on the feelings, right? The always the one of the phrase they use is, I don't feel like it. If they ask them to do something, they say, I don't feel like doing it. That's their phrase young people often use.
现在的年轻人他们常常就非常强调自己的感觉，就是这件事情我感觉不想做。
When God wants to teach us a lesson, God wants to feel it in our gut, so we can never forget.
当神要教导我们功课的话，他要让这些来充满我们的内心，让我们不会，从来也再也不会忘记。
God sent manna every morning. To them for them to eat.
神用玛纳来充满喂养他们的胃。
And God wants to teach them a lesson is that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
神让他们学的功课就是让他们知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Remember that when Lord was tested after 40 days of fasting in the wilderness.
我们记得，当我们的主耶稣在40昼夜都没吃的话，没吃的时候，在面对试探的时候。
Remember, Lord did not eat anything for 40 days.
我们记得主耶稣他40天都没有吃了。
And first thing Satan tempted the Lord.
第一件撒旦要诱惑他的是
was about the food.
就是关于食物的。
The necessity for our well-being or health.
这个我们健康的一个必需品食物。
And but Lord quoted the Satan says, if you are the son of God, then turn these stones into bread.
撒旦就试探他说，如果你是神的儿子，你可以将这些石头变为食物。
The precious thing about this lesson is, yes, Lord could turn these stones into bread to satisfy his hunger for his body.Health.
我们这里学到，我们可以学到这个功课，就是我们的主他是有能力将石头变为食物，让他的健康，让他的身体得到满足。
Totally legitimate need.
完全是合法合理的要求。
But Lord replied with this verse, quoting from Deuteronomy.
但是我们的主是用这句在生命记里面的经节来应对他。
Lord says, the man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God.
主说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
So, how important the word of God to us.
所以神的话对我们来说是多么的重要。
More important than the food.
甚至比食物更加重要。
And we all eat three meals, right?
我们每日三餐。
We are taught to eat the three meals a day.
我们被教导一日三餐。
But you see,that even though most people need three meals, but God says, if you don't have time for breakfast, then read my word. If you don't have time to read my word, then skip the dinner, skip the lunch, skip breakfast.
虽然大多数人都可以吃三餐，但是你如果没有时间读主的话，你可以不吃早餐，或者不吃午餐，或者不吃晚餐。
Actually, the lot of chronic illness caused by eating too much.
实际上很多的慢性病都是因为吃的太多造成的。
Three meals a day is too much.
一日三餐太多了。
So we need to take God's word more important than what is necessary for our body.
我们要把神的话看得更为重要，比我们的身体需要更加重要。
If you cannot squeeze time for God's word,
如果你挤不出时间来读主的话，
then we can skip one of the meals.
我们可以来把中间的一餐免掉。
Because God's word is so important for us to know God's will.
因为神的话对我们来说是多么的重要，让我们可以了解他的旨意。
Every day we may need to make decisions, large or small, big or small.
每天我们都要做某些决定，不管是大的决定还是小的决定。
Also, every day we need to set our goals.
每天我们都要有一个目标计划。
And God's word should be at all these decision points.
神的话在我们做这些决定的时候都是很重点的。
There's a psalm we can read together. I think most people know this psalm. It's Psalm 119.
我们来读一下诗篇119篇，很多人都知道这个经节。
Verse 105, 119, Psalm 119, verse 105.
诗篇119篇105节。
So your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
So a lamp to my feet is just enough light for me to move the next step.
我脚前的灯，这个亮光只要让我可以把知道下一步怎么走就可以。
Only for the light is bright enough just for us to take the next few steps.
这个灯的亮光不需要，只要足以让我们可以知道下一步怎么走就可以了。
Only for a few steps.
只要几步路的
只能
距离，
只能不是只要，
只能
走几步路的光，不是只要走几步路的光，
这光
只能
可以说是只能让我们走几步路的光。
God will not give us a whole, you know, the what happened to tomorrow. Exactly, God will not tell us that. God's word is just for you to take few steps for today.
神的话就是让我们今天前几步路怎么走就知道了，他不会让我们担心明天。
Decisions you need and I need to make for today,
你今天
God's word will help us.
你要今天就要做出决定，神会帮助我们的。
So maybe I don't know what decision you can make today after service, going back home, what kind of decision you make that you want to have God's word at your heart to help you make the decision.
那你今天的决做的会做什么决定？你回家以后服侍以后回家以后，你决定是不是让神的话来帮助你做决定
？And a light to my path.
是我路上的光。
It's a long projected light.
这是照射的比较远的。
It is for our set our goals, to set our purpose in the end. So this is a light to our path.
这是比较远的，让我们知道，让我们可以来制定目标，制定我们的计划的。
What colleges you're going to go to?
什么样的可以上什么样的大学
？Etc. The longer plan.
这是指远一点的计划。
So God's word should be there in our heart, so that we make decision according to God's will.
所以神的话必须要在我们里面，我们可以来根据他的旨意来做决定。
In order to receive God's blessing, God eager to bless us.
因此我们就可以得到他的赐福，神非常的 期待给我们赐福。
So, we can see that in the text we just read, actually, God prepared us to receive bigger, greater blessings than He had to use pain and suffering to open our hearts.
所以我们刚刚读的经节讲，神要为了预备我们可以，你说更多的祝福的话，他要来先，首先来预备我们的心，先的痛，受苦。
So this is the second lesson God wants us to learn.
这是神让我们学的第二个功课。
And then the third one is this.
第三个是功课是。
In the verse 5, I skip verse 4, we'll come back to verse 4. In verse 5, thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you just as a man disciplined his son.
我们来看第五节，你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
See, the Christian life is a life of discipline.
你知道基督徒的生活是受管教的生活。
And word of God telling us the two aspects of discipline.
神的话告诉我们有管教的两个方面。
One is from God, the other one, we should discipline ourselves, self-discipline.
首先，这一个管教是从神来的管教，另外一个就是我们自己的管，来自我们自己的管教或者自我操练。
So in the Hebrews 12, verse 7, it is for discipline that you endure.God deal with you as with sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
希伯来书十二章从第七节开始，十二章第七节，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，愿有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
Verse 11.All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So it says peace.So two kinds of peace Christian experience. First of all, first peace is that when we first trust in the Lord, that peace we feel in our heart.
这里讲到平安的果子的平安，有两种平安，对我们来说，当时一个是我们当初刚信主以后，那个平安就临到我们。
The peace of sins forgiven.
是罪被赦免的平安。
And second piece, then it is through the discipline that in our heart we will have this peace.
第二种平安就是我们被管教以后，我们心里面的那种平安。
So Christians, maybe you already forgot about the first type of peace, because the Christians are all forgetful.
基督徒，你肯定已经忘记了第一次。刚信主的平安，因为基督徒都是很健忘的。
We don't count grace of God one by one.
我们没有一一数算神的恩典。
So that peace will be forgotten very soon, but that another peace is very important for our daily living.
那种平安我们很容易就忘记，但是另外一种平安我们对我们每日的生活都很重要。
That comes from the discipline.
这个就来自管教。
you have this peace deep in your heart.
我们在我们内心深处的这个平安。
And other people can feel that as well.
别的人也能够感受到你的这种平安。
And this discipline is controlled by God. God allows situations happen to us and discuss engineering behind the scenes.
这个管教是从神来的。这是在背幕后，在背后神做了一切的这个工作，管教的工作。
And another kind of discipline is in the First Timothy.
另外一种管教就是提摩太前书里面讲到的。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
Yeah. Chapter 4.
第四章
verse 7, 7节 It said, But having nothing to do with the worldly fables fit only for the old women, on the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds a promise for the present lifeAnd also for the life to come.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
It is a trustworthy statement deserving all acceptance.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
So here, we should remember that if we want to mature, grow in a spiritual life,
对，我们要记得，如果我们要在灵里面，灵里的要有长进的话，
we should know Christian life is a life of discipline.
我们应该知道，基督徒的生活是管教的生活。
It will last until we meet the Lord or until we meet our end on the earth.
直到我们见主的那日或者是在这世。
A Christian also have a joy, so that will be another topic, but so I don't want you to feel so depressed after today's message.
当然基督徒也有喜乐，我不想你在读了这些经节以后感觉到下沉。
So this is a message prepared for you to receive another message for joy. Unless this depression, you will not appreciate the joy, the different kind of joy that God gave us.
现在我们先来，我们讲的这个管教或者操练，实在是要为了预备下面我们要领受喜乐的，是不同的一种喜乐，必须要经过这个管教或者是忧郁，然后再达到那个喜乐。
So peace and joy are the result of doing God's will.
实在是喜乐和平安实在是来自于遵行神的话。
Bible says the unspeakable joy.
圣经里面说说不出来的喜乐。
So we are off topic. So we go back to our that message that he.Discipline us. And also, he tells us all the discipline has a purpose, have a reason. So it says in the verse 6, Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his way, to fear him. This is the purpose.
所有的管教都是有目的的。第六节就讲到，中文没有翻译出来，英文有个所以，你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
So this is the goal that God wants to have in our life.
这是神让我们要在我们生命中所达到的一个目的。
To keep, to walk, and to fear.
要谨守，要遵行，要敬畏。
To keep God's commandments, to walk in His ways, and to fear Him.
要谨守神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
Now, how do we know God's ways? You have to know God's way in order to walk in it.
我们怎么才知道神的道呢？我们必须要先知道他的道，然后才能够遵行他的道。
The first, you have to know God's word.
首先你要知道神的话。
Not just the morning devotion, sometimes it's a few passages. We have to have a plan to read the whole Bible, cover to cover.
不光只是每天早晨那个读经的时间，我们需要有一个计划，要把整本圣经都读。
In addition to morning devotion, you should have a plan to read the whole Bible once or just New Testament, once or twice. You need to have a plan to read the whole Bible.
不光只是每天早晨的读经，你要有一个计划，要把整本圣经或者至少是新约一年读一遍。
After you have a word of God, then you have to have a heart to follow God's word.
你首先你要有了神的话，有了神的话之后，你需要有个心来遵行神的话。
And also, you need to ask yourself when we read God's word, not for us to look for the promises, from God's word.
我们读的神的话的时候，不是说只是找神的应许，对我们的应许。
Instead, we should ask God.What is your will for me today?
实在我们要向问主说，问神说，你今天在我身上的旨意是什么？
What can I do for you?
我今天能为你做什么？
Instead of God do it for me.
而不是说你为我做什么。
That's very important.
这非常重要。
I learned that once, many years ago, all of a sudden I said, oh,God's been blessing me all the time, so maybe I should ask the God, what can I do for you today?
因为在很久的时候，我那时候想到，哦，神给我这么多的祝福，要不要我今天问神说，我今天能为你做点什么？
Then God will gradually reveal His will, what He wants to gain from us.
然后如果有这样的心，神就会将他的心思向我们显明。
When we come to you, listen to messages that we give the Lord instead of try to gain from the message. We give the Lord our attitude, our worship spirit.
当我们听信息的时候，我们不是说要在这个信息里面得到什么，我们是要有个敬拜的心，把自己有什么可以献给神的，给予神的。
So here.It says, I'd like to bring the verse 4.
现在我们来回到第四节。
So God always, before He made any request for us, He always provided us grace first and through.
当神对我们有任何要求之前，他其实已经为我们供应了一切。
He says, your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
那章第四节，这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
I just wonder how many Israelites paid attention to such detail.
我真是怀疑有多少以色列人会注意到这些细节呢？
I think maybe most people took it for granted.
很多人以为这都是想当然，都自然就有的。
But when God led them through this wilderness, God provides them with this grace.
当他们在旷野这四十年以来过程中，神赐给他们恩典。
Especially in New Testament.
特别在新约中，新约圣经。
God's grace always.Given first before he asked to do anything. That's New Testament.
新约里面是讲到神要你做任何事情之前都已经供应了。
If you are required to do something and you think you should do it, but you don't feel like you are able to do it, that means you still live in the Old Testament.
如果你被要求要做一些事情你实在是不想做这些事情，但 你也觉得你做不了这些事，那你还在旧约的光景中。
Whenever God requires us to do anything for Him, He will always provide the grace.
不管神要我们要求我们做任何事情，他首先要供应我们恩典。
It depends on you and me.
是，决定是在于你和我。
With our faith to find it out.
用在我们的信心，用我们的信心来。来找到。
And Deuteronomy 25:29:5, it says even sandals didn't wear out on them. Sandals, imagine.
申命记二十九章二十五节。
Sandals,
鞋子，那么他们的鞋子都没有破。
Yeah, at that time sandals are shoes, right? Today's You say sandals, that's not, cannot convey the message. The sandals they use, this was shoes, for 40 years.
那时候拖鞋就是他们的那当时的鞋。
It didn't wear out on them.
40年都没有坏。
These are the grace, if they pay attention, then they'll find out, they'll encourage them to walk in God's ways.
如果他们能够注意到这些细节，他们就会能够找发现神的恩典，让他们可以来跟随神。
God clothed them, wrapped them in His grace.
神也用衣服来包裹他们，让他们温暖。
So clothing means that grace of God.
衣服也是。
We are wrapped in the grace of God.
衣服也好像一个代预表，就是像。我们被神衣服就像神的恩典把我们包裹起来。
That's right. And then it says foot never swell and our sandals, remember shoes also didn't wear out. It means that God will give a grace to walk in His ways without being tired.
所以我们脚也没有肿，鞋子没破，是所以神讲到神给他们恩典，让他们可以遵行神的道，不会疲倦。
And they will not stumble when they walk in God's ways.
他们不会跌倒，如果他们遵行神的话，神的道。
And then God tells them the reason for all this, because God wants to bless them with the blessing they never imagined.Never happened in this whole world.
目的是神这样做的是让他们知道神是要祝福他们，是这个世上所没有的那种祝福。
For the Lord your God, verse 7, For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brook of water, of fountains, of springs flowing forth in valleys and hills, and etc.
第七节就讲到，因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出水来。
This is a land never in any other places.
这个美地在别处没有任何这样的美地。
Chapter 11 tells us you don't have to invent irrigation system like Egypt.
十一章讲到，你不要在埃及，
不要像埃及一样。
不要像埃及那样要要
打水
灌溉系统、有这个灌溉系统。
You know that the irrigation system is you need to have some engineering feat, right, to come up with the irrigation system. God says, I'm going to rain whenever you need. I'm going to rain in the spring when you need the water. I will rain from heaven.In the fall, when before your harvest.
神说啊，你们不需要来打水或者是造灌溉系统。我到春天我有春雨，秋天我有秋雨来灌溉你们的地。
You have this all the food. You have everything else. It's not just plain. It's like a plain. Plain is how plain is that, right? The plain. It has mountains, valleys. You can go hiking every day.
那里不光只是平原，那里有山有谷有一切的食物。
After you study the word of God,
这是在你读神的话之后的结果。
So God wants to tell us today that land represents the riches in Christ.
现在我们知道这个美地是代表基督里面的丰富。
God wants us, all His children, experience the riches in Christ, not just barely saved.
神让我们要经历基督里一切的丰盛，不是只是光光得救而已。
Not just they cross the Red Sea.
不是只是过红海。
Not just been saved.
不是只是得救。
Is God want us to lead us into the riches of Christ?
神要让我们带我们进入基督的丰盛。
So we're going to read the one passage from the Bible that tells us the riches of Christ in the book of Ephesians, and that will end with a prayer. Riches of Christ, and in the verse 3 and 8. Actually, the riches of Christ is full across this epistle.The Ephesians.
我们来只来读一节圣经以弗所书。以弗所书里面讲很多经节都讲到基督里面的丰富。
And 3:8, chapter 3, verse 8. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles, which is us. Who are us? The unfathomable riches of Christ.
以弗所书三章八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。我们曾经就是外邦人。
In order to have the capacity in our heart, in our spirit, God had to use pain and suffering to increase that capacity.
为了让我们的心我们的灵里面的度量越来越增加深，只能够用受苦和痛苦来
remove all the obstacles in our heart,
一切的我们心里一切的障碍阻碍。
So we can have an increased capacity to receive the riches of Christ.
让我们的里面的度量增加，可以领受接受基督里面的丰盛。
So time is up. So this is just one third of the message I prepared, but thank the Lord that it is through the grace of God that we're able to share God's message. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, may you take your word and apply it in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿我们来将你的话记在心里，借着你的圣灵可以来行你的话。
So that as you promised that your word will not return to you void.
就像你所应许的，你的话不会突然返回。
Your word will produce in our life the fruits you want.
你的话在我们的生命中可以结出果子。
Be with all the brothers and sisters and the children.
我求你与所有的弟兄姐妹和孩子们同在。
In Christ Jesus, holy precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.